We live in a world festering with moral evil, a world of wars, torture, rape, murder, and other acts of meaningless violence. In every city in the world every day, there are people deliberately inflicting pain on humans and other animals, and even enjoying others' suffering. There's also natural evil, such as disease, famine, floods, and earthquakes. This is terrible, but undeniable. For anyone who believes in the existence of a benevolent God, who is also all-knowing and all-powerful, this presents a powerful challenge, a problem, the problem of evil. How could a good God allow anyone to do such horrific things? If God is all-knowing, then he or she or it is completely aware of what's going on, and if all-powerful, could easily stop it. Yet the thunderbolts don't come. Many atheists have taken the existence of so much evil as conclusive proof that there can't be a good God, and that there probably isn't a God at all. The problem of evil seems to be a genuine problem for anyone who wants to believe that there is. One response, the free will defense, is this. God could have created human beings that always did the right thing, never harmed anyone else, never went astray, but that would have made us automata, pre-programmed robots. It's far better to have free will with the genuine risk that some people will end up evil than to live in a world without choice. That's the claim. Victims of Caligula, Genghis Khan, Hitler, Stalin, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot, Saddam Hussein, and the rest might disagree. And even if you accept the free will defense, it doesn't explain natural evil.